take a lot of the food waste, usually destined for landfills, and make energy instead. We've talked on this program about action campaigns at Pearl City High School and some other college campuses to decrease food waste. Now, a new partnership between the UH College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources Bioenergy and Environment Research Group and bioconversion company Protoculture want to innovate the waste-to-energy process. Together, they're one of 17 grantees from the nonprofit Energy Accelerator. Biological engineering professor Samir Kanal is leading the group's effort, and he joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is quite an exciting situation for you to be able to come up with a way that might mean that a lot of animals are going to get fed, and we may have some biofuel as another part of this project.
That's true. And the most important thing is that we have opportunity to reduce the amount of waste going into landfill or environmental impact of the waste we produce in Hawaii. So that's one of the important aspects of this project.
So let's talk about that, because we've sort of looked at it in micro ways at what's happened, for example, at Pearl City High School, trying to develop compost and using green waste and the food waste there, and other things that have happened on other college campuses just generally to decrease the amount of waste going into landfill. But for this one, you're really looking at creating, in essence, a whole new industry.
That's right. And this is interesting in the sense that we are not creating, we are actually producing three different products. One is the animal feed, which is the meal coming from the larva of black soldier fly, but also we produce a biodiesel from the fat that those insect accumulates in the form of larva, but also we produce some of the digested material as the organic fertilizer. So we have a three product essentially coming from the food waste.
So let's talk about the product because the process for making those products. You've got a lot of food waste, all different types, and your idea is really to grow the black soldier fly larva, which then becomes taken apart into the ways of shooting the fat down one corridor to be able to make the biofuel, and then the protein into making the meal. And what other part goes into making the fertilizer? I guess with the digested material.
That's the, because those larvae, they can eat a lot of food, but there are also residual digested materials. And also some of the insects, they die because once they lay the egg, they die. So that all becomes, they really rich in different type of micronutrients, organic matter. And that essentially, it's not a compost, but it's a humus material, and that essentially used in the agriculture or in organic farming.
So this sounds like a wonderful idea for everyone but the soldier fly.
That's right. And then those soldier fly are non-vector pathogens. They don't carry any virus, any type of pathogens. So they are not harmful anyway. So they are really a benign type of insect.
So as you're now just starting the process, where are you entering your plan? Because, clearly you've articulated what you intend to do with each part, but where are you in the actual production now?
At this stage, we are running a small pilot-scale reactor, we call. We are operating about 180 to 200 kilograms of the food waste going into the digester, and we just put our larva eggs, those insect eggs, and those eggs will grow and produce larva, and once they start to produce larva, that larva started to eat those food waste. So now it's a small scale, but it does have a lot of potential in terms of converting food waste. So we are converting at least 180 to 200 kilograms of the food waste at this point of time.
And where's all that food waste coming from? The university itself?
Right now we are getting, I think, from the Whole Foods, and also coming from the cafeteria waste is also other component, and also different type of produce which are used as a waste because they cannot stay longer. So those are the material we are using right now.
And what are you doing with what is being produced by the larvae?
Larvae, we are collecting those larvae and we are squeezing out these lipid or fat. Mm-hmm. And we're collecting all the larvae at this point of time to convert into fat. So that essentially goes through a screw press, and that releases all the fat and the meal, essentially, we're collecting right now.
As you are collecting this right now, though, very soon, though, there's going to be a product made from it. What are you going to do with that fertilizer and feed and biofuel.
Yeah, there will be other studies which are funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture looking at the feeding trial with the chicken. So essentially that becomes the chicken feed, but also we have some idea looking at using as aquatic feed for shrimp and other type of fish species. So that can be done, but right now we are not feeding whole larva. We are actually processing them so that their nutrients are in a balanced way, because you can't feed too much of those fat. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to do some study looking at what the nutrient profile they have, what is the requirement for those chickens and then fish. Accordingly, we'll formulate and use as the animal feed.
So some of this really will be trial and error to see how you get that balance right.
That's right. And we have people from Oceanic Institute, which are essentially nutritionists, animal food nutritionists, and they will look at those nutrient profile and balance the right nutrient for the for animal species.
Okay, that's for the animal feed. On the biofuel side, are you also actively getting ready to produce some of that as well? And if so, who gets it?
Yeah, then on a small scale, we are looking at the feasibility of what would be the best way to get the maximum fat out from the larva. So we are looking at and extruding those fat. And once we get the fat, we have facility to it, what we call transesterification. So we take those lipid and we convert into biodiesel. So that can be done easily. And this has been done in a commercial scale. So once we have a fat, it should not be a problem to convert into biodiesel. Once we have biodiesel, then of course there are a lot of vehicle, diesel. It essentially become a replacement for any of the diesel engine vehicle.
And that would be on campus, or you'll find somebody else to give it to?
We will probably give to somebody else, and we'll probably work with some other entity who will be getting those biodiesel from us.
Well, we'll look forward to checking in with you to see how all of this is going. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Samir Khanal is an associate professor of biological engineering at Manoa and collaborating professor at Iowa State University. His research focuses on biomass to advance fuels, anaerobic digestion, resource recovery from waste and residues, and environmental biotechnology.